The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
All because of a fancy bike?
It's not just a bike. Peloton makes treadmills too.
Nah, all treadmills are the same.
Our treadmills can adjust speed and incline automatically, so you never break your stride. Whether you're squeezing in a power walk or training for a marathon, Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try the Peloton Tread risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
The Wanderlover podcast was created with the mission to enable travel and freedom through entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Danielle Hu, business mentor, content creator, and founder of The Wanderlover. Tune in every week for episodes about travel, online business, social media, and mindset that will inspire you to take massive action towards living the life of your dreams. Hello, my loves. Welcome back to the Wanderlover podcast. I'm your host, Danielle Hu. And this past week, Rags and I got back to Bali. This is where we met 2 years ago. And as you may know, we quarantined in Jakarta for 6 days. And guess what? The day we flew back, not only was it our anniversary, but it was also the first day that they implemented lockdown. So we landed and all of the restaurants are closed. They're still open for takeaway, but the restaurants are closed. The beaches are closed. Lots of co-working spaces are closed. And for the most part, it's pretty dead. But I'm still just so happy to be back and to be surrounded by the energy that I'm so familiar with. The island is pretty small. I've seen so many of my friends just riding around on scoopies. I'm still really familiar with all of the streets and all the people here. And oh, guys, I'm just really happy to be back. And so this episode is dedicated to this island. I first want to start off by kind of doing a reflection of the first time I visited back in 2018 and this time now. So what has grown and changed in my life and my business? I then want to move on to just giving you some more information about Bali in case you ever want to visit in the future. It should definitely be on your bucket list. If you're thinking about entering maybe in the next year or in the next few months, I'll also give you information about that. And lastly, what it's like being in Bali for an extended period of time. So if you guys are not really familiar with my brand and who I am, I used to work in corporate finance in New York City up until 2017. July 11th, 2017 was my last full day at my corporate job. So this actually marks my 4-year anniversary. Since then, I'll do a whole reflections episode later in the future. But I quit my job, and in February to March of 2018, I broke up with my ex-boyfriend who I was living with at the time and decided, you know what, I am going to fly to Bali. I'm going to go to the other side of the world. At that point, I hadn't gone to Australia yet. And one of my main reasons for quitting my corporate job was because I didn't have the time to travel to Australia. And that's just something I really wanted to do. And I was like, I only have 15 vacation days a year. If I saved up all my vacation days, I could take like a 3-week trip to Australia, but it takes like 2 days to fly there. And that's definitely not even enough time. How am I supposed to go? And if I did do this 3-week trip, I can't take a vacation for the rest of the year. And so it was just really limiting. And after I broke up with my ex-boyfriend, I was like, I'm going to Bali and Australia. So that trip meant a lot to me because it represented a new chapter. I feel like Bali always calls your name at the perfect time in your life. When you need a new beginning, when you need some inspiration, it just magically shows up and it guides you, and things like magical things happen that you just can't explain. So for me, that trip meant so much because it was the beginning of my single life. It represented quitting my corporate job and really committing full time to being a travel influencer. And so Bali back in 2018 already had so much significance in my life. I visited for 3 weeks, then went to Australia and then traveled around a bit more. But I decided that after months and months of just bouncing around, I wanted a new base. And so in September of 2018, I decided to move back full time and set up shop. Everything since the first time I visited, everything was just so accessible and comfortable. Like, yes, it's a completely new country with different rules, different language, different foods, different culture, but everyone is so inviting and it is pretty westernized. All of the really populated areas, everyone speaks English basically. So it was really easy to get settled in. There was fast Wi-Fi, there were co-working spaces, there was so much surf. And so I really just wanted to go back and it was calling my name. So from September 2018 to September 2019, I was based in Bali and I really had no intention to leave or plans to leave until I met Rags. And, you know, you just can never predict what life throws at you. And you might have all of these plans and all of these timelines. And sometimes they just go out the door and there's nothing you can do about that. But that's the beauty of life. Like, you really just can't control it. And every time I come back to this amazing island, I'm so reminded of just how much can change in such a short period of time. And also how little control we have in this life, how short our lives are. And so why not just live it up, right? Like, why not do everything we've always wanted to do? So now I'm back and it's been 3 years since I first stepped foot here. Why do I love it so much? Why do I spend so much time in Bali? I think if I were to pinpoint it to one thing, it is the community of entrepreneurs and the community of people who quit their jobs, move to Bali to pursue their dreams. There is just such an abundance of entrepreneurs and like-minded souls that I feel like I belong here. And this community feeling of belonging, no matter how many times, how many new communities I've changed and gone through and just tried to integrate myself in around the world, there really is no better feeling than saying what you do and have people accept it and understand it with complete understanding. There's really no other way to put it. Back when I was in my corporate job, I would tell people about my dreams to travel, to start my own business, and it was met with criticism and skepticism and just a lot of negativity, not intentional. I don't think it's ever intentional. It's just coming from a place where they don't understand. But there is honestly no better feeling than to say what you're doing and have people understand and support your goals and your entire lifestyle. So the lifestyle aspect that comes on top of entrepreneurship is the second best thing about being in Bali, because surfing, which is so near and dear to my heart, Bali has some of the best waves in the world, especially for longboarding, which is what I'm trying to improve on every single day. It's so easy to just hop on a scooter, go down for a surf, and come back and work from your villa and have really fast Wi-Fi. So that integrates with the entrepreneurship part, but I really value the convenience and the speed of the internet here. So for me and my lifestyle, you've heard me talk about life design over and over again. Really define what it is you want out of your life. For me, it's fast internet. It's a business that I can run that's influential, impactful, and makes me money no matter where I am around the world. And I want to be surfing. I want to be in a tropical destination surrounded by like-minded entrepreneurs. And I found that in Bali, right? And so for me, this is one of the best destinations that I can thrive in around the world. So I'm really curious to hear what it is you want out of your life, what your ideal day would look like. And DM me. Maybe I'll know of the exact place that you should be to really thrive in an environment that's made for you. And who knows, maybe it's Bali. Also DM me to let me know if it is. Okay, so moving on to my business and life reflections, 2018 versus 2021. Obviously, the pandemic that happened and is still happening, that was a major change that really shifted what business I was in and also how I run my business. Back in 2018, I had just broken up with my ex-long-term partner and wanted to get out of New York City, and I really wanted to pursue full-time influencing. That was something I had on my passion planner, on my vision board, and I just really wanted to create content around the world. So how I invested in my business looked like equipment. It was all about software and equipment. I bought a drone, I bought a GoPro, I bought a camera. I got all of the editing software. I had a community. I was in a bunch of Facebook groups, a bunch of Instagram groups to really help me with my online presence, but I never invested in help. Back then, my mindset was completely different. And unless I could have a physical asset in exchange for an investment, I refused to do so. So this looked like not investing in any marketing or coaching or advertising or anything that required money that I couldn't see back instantly. I never really asked for help. I kind of shut down and went back into my strong, independent woman who don't need no man kind of phase. And I refused to get help from anyone. I was like, I can do this by myself. I had my heart broken and I just really closed myself off and thought that I could go through life by myself. It was working for a while, but it was not sustainable, at least for me. This was also before I started surfing, before I really had any hobbies other than going to the gym, because back when I had a corporate job, all the free time I had, I was like, I could spend 1 hour at the gym and then that was it. I really had no hobbies outside of my work. I also loved backpacking and country hopping. I think that's also just something that came out of having really limited vacation days and limited time. So every time that I had a long weekend, I would kind of add on 2 vacation days to that and go to a different country. And I really didn't have the luxury of exploring a place for more than 1 or 2 weeks at a time. So 3 years, this is what I love about reflecting on the past, because it just shows that so much can happen in such a short amount of time. You guys loved my episode about my Hawaii reflections between 2016 and 2021. So this is really similar. This is an episode where I basically tell you that so much can happen in a year, and let's see where I am in 2021. After shifting my mindset and deciding, you know what, I'm going to lean on other people for help. I'm going to start dating again and meet people on Tinder. That's also how I met Rags. I'm going to put myself out there. I'm going to do things that are outside my comfort zone. I'm going to start surfing and really commit to it and really get better at it. I'm going to invest in my business, in marketing, in advertising, and I'm going to ask for help when I need it in business. So I invested in masterminds, in coaches. And you know what? After all of that, I've hit multiple 5-figure months. I have a thriving business and even just started a second one with my best friend. I've expanded onto so many other platforms outside of Instagram, and I'm a better surfer. I'm a better girlfriend. I'm a better friend. There is just so much growth that I was not even able to comprehend back in 2018. So of course, some of that was this new direction that I chose to be on. I chose to pursue full-time entrepreneurship. I chose to relocate to another country. And through all of that, it may seem crazy at first, but I'm in a great, healthy relationship. And I really think this is a testimonial of being able to serve and help others and make an impact and influence others after filling up.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Your own cup. So I just think it's cool how all in all, this island hasn't really changed. The vibe is still the same. However, it's been a few years since I've been back, and so I just love reflecting on how much of myself and my community and my business has changed in such a short amount of time. Next, I want to share some facts and information about Bali in case you ever want to visit or if you just want an update on what's going on around here. $1 is 14,000 rupiah. So the local currency is known as Indonesian rupiah or abbreviated as IDR. And $1 is 14,000. It's a lot of math. I usually take out my calculator whenever I have to calculate something. But when you go to the ATM and take out money, they will be in denominations usually of 100,000. And so it's a lot of zeros. I wish they would just cut the last three zeros off, but c'est la vie. Credit cards are really widely accepted. I wouldn't say it's a cash-based economy, although it is really handy to have cash on you at all times. The local language is Bahasa Indonesian. There's a Duolingo for it. So if you do have a trip planned and you want to brush up on your Bahasa Indonesian, you can start the lessons. That's what Rags and I have been doing. And just trying to use it as much as we can on a day-to-day basis. It's a pretty simple language. I wouldn't say there's a lot of grammar, a lot of things to think about. It's just mainly memorizing vocabulary. It's pretty easy to pick up on. The airport that everyone flies into is Denpasar, abbreviated DPS. It's funny because there's another airport in Indonesia called Balikpapan or something like that, and it starts with Bali, but that is not the Bali airport. So just make sure that you are flying into the right airport and the right island. There are so many different areas of this island, and each one has its own charm. So for the more touristy areas that a lot of people go to are Ubud, Canggu, Seminyak, and Uluwatu. So Ubud, it doesn't touch water at all, and it's known as the more jungly kind of yogi and lots of different temples, lots of different waterfalls. It's more in tune with nature. There are beautiful hotels. There's also a monkey forest. So if you see photos on Instagram with people taking selfies with monkeys, it's in Ubud. It's beautiful. For me, I would not personally choose to be based up there because I love surfing and I need to be by the water, but it's amazing to visit. Also, during my first trip, after researching all of the different areas, I went down to Canggu. So Canggu is currently where I'm based right now. There's so many cute cafes. There's so many different breaks for surfing at all levels. Co-working spaces, gyms, anything that you can think of, Canggu probably has it. You can get your nails done, you can get massages. It's really convenient. Under Canggu, a little further south, is Seminyak. So this is where a lot of the really big hotels are, where a lot of the beach bars are, beach clubs. And then farther down south is what we call the Bukit or Uluwatu. So this is where I think the best Bali waves are located. If you're a really good surfer and you love getting barreled, the Bukit is where you want to be. It's less developed, so less things going on, but beautiful, crystal clear beaches. And there's also just so many different trails, so many different cliff bars with amazing views. And it's really another experience. There's no way to describe how refreshing it is when you go from somewhere like Seminyak or Canggu down to Uluwatu. It's completely different. And that's another thing I just love about this island is you can scoot around on your scooter for 30 minutes and be in a completely different world. So like I said, we are currently living in Canggu, 1 minute from the beach. I love, love, love our place, but we do want to find something longer term instead of renting month to month. So I will keep you all posted on that. I've also gotten a few questions on Instagram about how we were able to enter during this time. We are in lockdown. I think Rags and I got really lucky because they're starting to get stricter and stricter with the rules, but we entered going through a visa agent and applied for a business visa. So with the business visa, it's valid for 60 days and extendable up to 6 months. We had to quarantine in Jakarta for 6 days And then afterwards, we were allowed to fly to Bali. And the day we flew, not only did they change the rules, but they also mandated that you need to have at least your first vaccine in order to fly. So if you're not vaccinated, you can't technically get into Bali. I also have a friend who flew after Jakarta to Labuan Bajo. And she told me last night that all flights leaving the island were being canceled. And so I think they're really starting to crack down. And if you guys need more guidance on entering, join the Facebook group Laws and Regulations in Indonesia. That's where I really keep up to date with everything happening around COVID, around restrictions, around rules in Indonesia. It's super helpful. Okay, last but not least, I want to share what it's like being in Bali for an extended period of time. I've spent quite some time here, and I would love to just give some insight on what it's like being an expat here in a foreign country. So right now we have the ability to stay up to 6 months. Bali is very small. Everyone's super connected. Usually the entrepreneurs that I associate with, they are also friends with other entrepreneurs, right? And so once you find your community, you really connect with everyone else in that community. That's what I love about it too. It was kind of in New York when I spent a lot of time there. I love just running into people on the streets and then being like, oh my gosh, you know this person. And I feel like these are the connections that give you the most opportunities because it's so aligned with what you're doing and what kind of lifestyle you're living. I think with anywhere else, the longer you stay somewhere, the more you find your groove. So when you're traveling, whether it be on vacation or just like a short weekend trip, you're really just on the go, right? You're go, go, go. It's really hard to find a system and find a routine. And over time, every time I come back to Bali or every time I came back to Bali, I would just party. Like I would have fun and be on vacation for maybe a few days. And then afterwards, I'll be like, right, need to work, need to get back on track and really figure out what kind of day-to-day routine is the most sustainable for myself, my energy levels, and my business. And I think being in an area or a location where everything is so accessible. So I drive a scooter. I had no idea how to drive a scooter before I arrived here, but it's really easy to learn. Once you can just like hop on a bike and go anywhere on the island, you can really design your days exactly as how you want to. You don't have to worry about traffic. You don't have to worry about, you know, commuting. And so this is what I really like about this island compared to we were just in Hawaii. So even in Hawaii, like the traffic there was getting so insane and to the point where I almost didn't want to go to my favorite surf spot because of the traffic. And I think when it gets to that point, it limits you on your full potential because when there are these barriers, I'm not saying it's impossible, but you just dread putting in the effort to go to somewhere that would support your goals. On the other hand, everything here is so conducive to my goals when it comes to networking with other coaches, networking with other influencers, shooting content, growing my luxury media production company, growing my audience and surfing. So these are the reasons why I'm back. It sounds like I'm being sponsored by Bali Tourism Board and I'm not. These are my genuine thoughts. I hope you guys learned something about life design, about what it's like traveling full time and finding your bases. And it gives you some ideas of how you may want to design your life in the future. But as always, if you have any questions, my DMs are always open. I'll link my travel itinerary that a few of you have been requesting in the show notes. And yeah, you guys, I'm really excited to share more about this island and create content and help coach and serve more and more of you while I'm here. Have an amazing week. And remember, you are capable of doing anything you set your mind to.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.